Well, we welcome you back to the Doppler Beat here from the National Weather Service in Blacksburg. I'm meteorologist Eric Taylor. Once again, you can find this podcast available on our Facebook page at NWS Blacksburg or Twitter at NWS Blacksburg, and also on YouTube. Podcast is free, and it's available also on our website at weather.gov/RNK. We do have some new faces here with us at the Weather Service office in Blacksburg. And Amanda Sava is joining me. She's one of our newest meteorologists here at the office. And we're going to talk to her today a little bit about her experience so far, as well as what it means to be a woman in STEM, as well as a little bit about her schooling and also kind of where she hopes her career goes with time. So she's just starting out now, and hopefully it's going to be a long career ahead. How do you feel about it so far here at the Weather Service?
I'm very excited about it. So far, everything has gone smoothly. I mean, I think so. It's definitely been a lot of information at first. A lot to learn, a lot of new equipment, new software, and just new people to get to know too. But it's all been really, really good.
Information overload,
yes,
basically.
Yes, information overload.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about, you know, your schooling and what it takes to be a meteorologist? I know coming here, you went to a couple of different schools mm-hmm. down in Florida.
Yes.
And what it takes really to be, you know, a meteorologist, somebody very young coming out of college, mm-hmm. fresh, got a lot of young minds out there, men and women. In the science fields. Can you mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am from, I'm a native of Southern Delaware. So I went to undergraduate school in at Florida Institute of Technology, which is in Melbourne. And for anybody not familiar with that area, that's about an hour directly east of Orlando. So it's on the Atlantic coast of Florida. So 4 years of schooling there, and then went to Florida State University for grad school. And that's in Tallahassee. So probably more people familiar with that than Florida Tech. So yes, graduated with my master's degree from there in spring of 2020, which that was an experience of itself, graduating during a pandemic. But I absolutely loved both of the programs, the meteorology programs at both of those schools. Florida Tech, very small school. So you definitely got to know your professors very, very well. Small class sizes, and there was a lot of overlap between the meteorology program and like ocean engineering, oceanography, physics. We did a lot with the physics graduate student, or I'm sorry, undergraduate students there too.
So a little taste of everything, mm-hmm, basically the whole kitchen sink when it comes to mm-hmm. science. And that's one of the most well-rounded things about our major. You get to mm-hmm. you get to have a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of bio, a little bit of physics, and kind of, you know, what steered you in the direction of meteorology mm-hmm. As a dream maybe growing up.
Yeah. So also just a note from what from talking to people, it seems like most people that are in meteorology have a story back from when they were a kid that got them interested. So mine's not really any different. When I was really, really young, I actually used to be terrified of thunderstorms. So like to the point I would cry and hide in my parents' room. It was not pretty, but my parents gave me some kids' books about weather. So that's kind of, I like to say, like they planted the seed with that there. And then the event that really sticks out in my mind, though, is Hurricane Alex in 2004. Mm. And we were vacationing in the Outer Banks then. So we actually went onto the beach during the hurricane and we're taking, you know, little observations, me and my cousins. But yeah.
That seems to be a theme, I think. All meteorologists, when they were growing up, maybe scared of thunderstorms, mm-hmm. and then next thing you know, you're the guy that or the girl you know, issuing the mm-hmm. warnings for thunderstorms, and hey, there it is, it's out the window, and looking for it. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit too, maybe about, you know, you talked about being in school during the pandemic, and mm-hmm. even starting here in the Weather Service still mm-hmm. during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the challenges with that, and you know, trying to learn all this information overload while, you know, trying to meet new people in, mm-hmm. in a new area.
Yeah, that has been challenging. I'm sure it's a much easier for me than it was for you when you got here, mm-hmm. since you got here in yeah. the beginning yeah. of it. So I actually also had, after I graduated from Florida State, I taught sixth grade science for a year, and that was in the middle of the pandemic, I'd say. So that, yeah, that was 2020 through 2021. So, I mean, not what I wanted to do as a career, yeah. but luckily it did give me a lot of experience working with Zoom and Google Meet. So I do have a lot that I could bring to the table in that sort of sense with teleworking and everything. So,
and that comms experience is, mm-hmm. is very helpful. Like, we're doing this podcast here today for the public to actually get a look inside mm-hmm. of what we do. You may not be able to see it, but we're kind of trying to visualize it here through audio.
Exactly.
And also working with the partners, you know, mm-hmm. our media and emergency managers when it comes to issuing the watches and the warnings. So that's very important mm-hmm. To have that. With being a female and a woman in mm-hmm. the science field, how much does that mean to you? And, you know, where do you see that, you know, for your career? And mm-hmm. how do you want to mentor that off maybe to other women your age or even the younger mm-hmm. generation who we hope, you know, to move into the field, you know, yes. and, you know, enjoy our great science?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think there's a big stereotype in the public and in just meteorology in general. I'd say that if you as a female say you're studying meteorology, most people assume that you're going to be the weather girl on TV. And that's a wonderful career. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But there's obviously a lot of other jobs too mm-hmm. that women can go into. And there's not really that many of us. Like, in this office, there's three mm-hmm. female forecasters. So me personally, it doesn't really bother me, but it is something that I would love to better that ratio.
Yeah.
So I do think it kind of just goes back to, and it's definitely getting better now, but it goes back to the fact that meteorology is hard. It's very math heavy. Mm-hmm. It's very science heavy. So I do think girls, especially young girls, kind of shy away from that mostly. And for whatever the reason, I know there's various explanations for that. And, so what I can do, I think it's important to show, you know, maybe all those other little girls that are scared of weather that, like, yeah, you can take that a lot further.
And you can do that math and that.
Exactly.
And that science. If you had a message to yourself, you know, when you were younger, what would it be, you know, to encourage you, you know, to mm-hmm. where you are now to get. Mm-hmm. to get down to that path.
Yeah, it would. And I mean, this is just advice even that my dad passed down to me, like, really just don't give up. Like, you can do anything as long as you believe in yourself and work hard enough for it. And believe me, there have been plenty of times when I thought that I couldn't graduate undergraduate, finish my thesis, or even get this job here. So just, you know, just not giving up, just keep trying. So yeah. I know that's very basic, but.
Hey, basic is good. And I think we need a lot more of that, you know, in mm-hmm. today's age, and just keep trying, you know, don't mm-hmm. give up
yeah.
on it. It may be hard, but I mean, in the end, you learn something, whether you fail at it a little bit and you, mm-hmm. you learn something new from it, and it eventually allows you to accomplish something better.
Exactly.
So final question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just started.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you see your career going from
here? Oh my goodness, there are so many options. And I really love that about the Weather Service too, is like, once you get started, there's really so many places, like locations themselves you can go to. There's so many positions within the different offices you can go to. And then the National Center is like, you always have those. So there's definitely a lot of different paths you can take. For me, oh, goodness.
Research, severe weather,
yeah,
aviation.
Definitely severe weather. There's a special place in my heart for severe weather too. But I also do really enjoy aviation and that aspect of everything as well. I eventually, long-term goal, I would love to be like the science and operations officer too, because I think it is important. And especially being somebody new in the Weather Service, and I know the SEWS, they're the ones that kind of oversee a lot of that training. So I would just, I think that would, I don't know, I see myself working with people just getting started, and they also have a hand in the research that goes in, that that goes on in the office itself, working with students and other universities. So that's something that eventually I would like to get into, but that's much further down the road.
Yeah, that's down the road, but we appreciate you joining us today on the podcast.
Yeah, of course,
it's great to hear from a young voice that you know, that is fresh in feet first. Yeah. And learning everything new. So we hope to get you on the podcast again.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to come back.
And of course, Amanda will be helping us out with some educational videos and stuff in the office. So this will not be the last that you hear from her. We appreciate you joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So once again, of course, this is the Doppler Beat podcast. This is episode 3 here on a March 2nd, 2022. We'll have another episode coming up here during the remainder of the week, with another aspect of being in the Weather Service. This time, for a number of years, we'll be talking with our forecaster, our senior forecaster, one of our longest members here at the office, Robert Beasley. So he'll be in our next episode, episode 4. We hope to see you there. Otherwise, you can find our podcast once again at weather.gov/RNK. Otherwise, our Facebook and Twitter pages at NWS Blacksburg. For now, here with the Doppler Beat, I'm meteorologist Eric Taylor. Hope everybody has a safe and great day.